Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic Brainstuff episode. I don't know about you, but I often take for granted the everyday hygiene products that I use. Hand soap, toothpaste, toilet paper. That is, unless I unexpectedly run out. But of course, although hygiene has been around forever, the specific formulations of products that we use are pretty new. Today's classic gets into the history of toothpaste. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Without teeth, life is tough. Sure, we have all sorts of fancy dentistry tricks these days, but nothing tops the chompers we're born with. In fact, when rocker Patti Smith gave the commencement address at the Pratt Institute in New York in 2010, she gave those graduating seniors some incredibly sound advice. She said, "Now that I'm here, my greatest urge is to speak to you of dental care. My generation had a rough go dentally. Our dentists were the army dentists who came back from World War II and believed that the dental office was a battleground. You have a better chance at dental health." And it may be true that our big dental procedures are considerably better than they were in the middle of the last century, but it's the maintenance that Smith was probably talking about. We've got to scrub our teeth each and every day, or else bacteria will calcify into tartar, which is where the tooth troubles really begin. Keeping all your teeth in your head and avoiding life-threatening infection has always required constant vigilance, which is where toothpaste comes in. Now, nobody knows who invented the toothbrush. Most ancient civilizations seem to have had some variation of a frayed chew stick that they used to keep their teeth clean. But don't teeth also need some sort of, well, cleaning agent? Is that minty, plaster-like goo that we smear on our modern chewing sticks just capitalist snake oil? Not if history has anything to say about it. Toothpaste might actually predate the toothbrush. While there's evidence that ancient Egyptians were using toothbrushes as far back as 3500 BCE, recipes for tooth powder have been found that date back to 5000 BCE. The earliest Egyptian tooth powder recipe contained plenty of abrasives to scrape off all the sticky residue. The ashes of burnt eggshells and oxen hooves mixed with pumice seemed to be popular. By the 4th century, Egyptians had fancied up their tooth powder with abrasives like rock salt and flavorings like mint and peppercorns. They even added dried iris flower, perhaps because it was associated with purification. Good thing our tooth enamel is harder than bone, or even iron or steel. If it wasn't, those Egyptians would have brushed their teeth right down to nubs. But when this recipe was revealed in 2003 at a dental conference in Vienna, Austrian dentist Heinz Neumann told The Telegraph that he tried it and it wasn't half bad. He said, "I found that it was not unpleasant. It was painful on my gums and made them bleed as well, but that's not a bad thing. And afterwards, my mouth felt fresh and clean. I believe that this recipe would have been a big improvement on some of the soap toothpastes used much later." Around the world, different cultures continued mixing crushed abrasives like oyster shell or bone and nice-tasting herbs like mint and ginseng together to clean teeth and keep halitosis, that's bad breath, at bay. But as with literally everything else, the Middle Ages didn't really do much for toothpaste technology. During this time, Europeans settled on a mixture of honey, salt, and rye flour, which they supplemented by giving their teeth a good scrubbing with the bark of certain trees. It wasn't until the 19th century that the toothpaste biz as we know it really started heating up. Recipes for tooth powders and pastes that included abrasives like charcoal, chalk, and burned breadcrumbs, as well as incense like dragon's blood, were popular in England until 1850, when Colgate introduced its first creme dentifrice, which came in a jar. Mass production of this product started in the 1870s, and 20 years later, they introduced the collapsible tube. And from then on, toothpaste was a thing. Before World War II, most toothpastes on the market were sold in a lead tube. They also contained soap, which was unnecessary and in some cases even counterproductive. But we humans seem to have a hang-up about wanting our cleansers to foam. Toothpastes today still tend to contain soap, namely sodium lauryl sulfate, because it's not clean unless it's foamy. But soap also helped maintain an even, creamy texture. We can also get this smooth texture with humectants like sorbitol, glycerin, and propylene glycol, which have the added bonus of being a little bit sweet. Fluoride was first added to toothpaste in 1914, but it wasn't until the 1960s that it was proven to fight cavities. And modern toothpaste no longer uses chalk as an abrasive. We most often use hydrated silica, which is exactly the same stuff you find in those little packets in your vitamin bottles and shoeboxes. So that's the story of toothpaste. I'm going to go brush my teeth. Today's episode is based on the article Rinse and Spit, The History of Toothpaste on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.